This is Coast to Coast, your daily visit to the USA. I'm Susan Logue. Dave Arlington will be back tomorrow. Every Thursday, our Wordmasters drop by to take a look at American English. Today, Avi Arditi and Roseanne Skirbel report on a website that offers an interesting look at U.S. life and history through examples of how Americans use rhetoric, the language of persuasion.
Michael Eidenmuller is an assistant professor of rhetoric and public address at the University of Texas at Tyler. He says an average of 5,000 internet users a day visit his site, AmericanRhetoric.com.
What he calls the heart of the site is a huge database of political and religious speeches from the last two centuries. These come in text form. Many also have audio, and in some cases, video.
And there's lots more at AmericanRhetoric.com, which Professor Eidenmuller originally created for his students.
You'll find quizzes, various exercises in rhetoric to kind of get the student acquainted with how we, in America anyway, conceptualize the discipline of rhetoric. And you'll find an area dedicated to 9/11, beginning with the radio reports of police units observing what it is they're seeing, as for in the Pentagon situation, for example, when the plane crashed into the Pentagon.
Water 14, an American Airlines plane headed eastbound over the pike, possibly toward the Pentagon.
10-4, cruiser 50 direct.
50, 10-4. 36, I'm around. I see the smoke.
We asked Michael Eidenmuller about some of the most popular speeches on his site.
By far, the single most popular speech, as measured by the number of hits it gets per day, is Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream.
Because I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Now, we've just recently lost a man who was known as the great communicator, President Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Has there been an influx of people to your site downloading his speeches?
Yes, the site activity over the last week and a half has approximately doubled. And the vast majority of the increase can be accounted for by people accessing Reagan's great speeches.
Ladies and gentlemen, I plan to speak to you tonight to report on the State of the Union. But the events of earlier today have led me to change those plans. Today is a day for mourning and remembering. Nancy and I are pained to the core by the tragedy of the Shuttle Challenger. We know we share this pain with all of the people of our country. This is truly a national loss.
What is there in the style of Ronald Reagan? What does his rhetoric style tell us about the life and times?
Much has been made about the tone of Ronald Reagan's delivery. He tended to convey rather sophisticated policy ideas in a neighborly way, quote unquote. But I think that he took presidential rhetoric in terms of style in a slightly different direction. He really greatly preferred telling stories that would capture both the emotional tone as well as some of the substance of the ideas that he was trying to communicate. And this was a kind of populist form of rhetoric that really hadn't caught on, at least to the extent that it did under Reagan's direction.
What can students of English as a foreign language learn from listening to great speeches?
Several things. I think that American rhetoric for students foreign to English as a first language anyway, it's useful for closing the gap, I think, between the formal study of American English grammar and syntax and perhaps the idiomatic expression of American languages. And by the way, a significant minority of American rhetoric audiences emanate from outside the United States. The greatest single percentage of these come from communist China, interestingly enough. Mm-hmm. So it's useful for closing the gap between what you might study formally and then how things actually play out rhetorically. I think it serves students, it teaches them to appreciate the role of public rhetoric in American-style democracy, certainly.
And you can find thousands of examples of everything from speeches to movie clips at AmericanRhetoric.com. Its creator is Michael Eidenmuller, an assistant professor at the University of Texas at Tyler, who says his site regularly gets visitors from some 200 countries.
We've posted a link at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster, where you can also find archives of our segments. And our email address is word@voanews.com.